This is Americans Live. I'm producer Andy, filling in for our host Ari, who is busy on Saturday Night Live. Yes, you heard that right. He's joined the cast of Saturday Night Live, and I'm totally fine with that. Anyway, he's left me in charge. This week's episode is going to be a little bit different. I think we can all agree that the best part of This Is Americans Live is me, producer Andy, and my ability to sift through the archives and find footage from the lives of our guest contributors during the interviews. Well, this week we're going to replay three of my favorite interviews from this season so far: Rick Glassman, Gina Grad, and Miles Gray. I coincidentally just married one of those guests, and I'll leave it up to you to guess which one. All right, let's get into the first interview, Mr. Rick Glassman. Enjoy.
Now, we go to our special guest contributor, Rick Glassman. Hi, Rick. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, this is great. And congratulations on the studio, the setup, and the podcast. I'm really excited for you guys.
We've been here for 20 years.
Yeah, thank you.
How long have you been listening to the show?
I haven't heard the show before. You sent it to me a couple weeks ago, and since then I've listened to all of them.
Correction, I didn't send it. That would be
your producer sent.
Our producer Olivia sent it.
I'm sorry. If this was an improv scene, I would have said you're negating me.
What do you mean?
Just correcting me on who sent me the episode.
Oh, no, I'm just giving you reality. That's what happened.
Okay.
Were you creating a scene?
No.
Oh.
I'm a little confused because I'm supposed to be myself, but right. You have the silly-ass voice, it makes me want to, like, play.
Well,
but I don't know if I'm supposed to be authentic because I could show you the real Rick.
We would love to see the real Rick, and, you know, this is just the way that I talk, so.
All right. Well, can we start this part over?
Oh, no, you don't. I have to do it over.
So I'm used to actually being in the host chair.
Yes.
And asking the questions and driving it. So I'd like to sit back and relax and just watch you guys go. And please bring me in whatever you want and ask me any questions if you may have any.
Where are you from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, nice. Is there anything that you miss about Ohio that you don't have here in Los Angeles?
Can I ask you an honest question?
Yes, of course.
Is this something that you ask all your guests? Stuff like, what do they miss about their hometown?
I think this might be
the first time.
Yeah, this is the first time he's actually asked
that. It's kind of, and I'm going to make myself out to be a bad guy, it's kind of a surface, who care? I mean, yeah, I miss family,
yeah.
A couple of restaurants, but nothing's going to come of that.
What is a restaurant that you miss?
I miss Walk with Wing.
Can you tell us a little bit about it?
It was a Chinese food restaurant. Could you say restaurant on this?
Yeah, I think it's fine.
It was a Chinese food restaurant that my grandma, shout out to hashtag Grandma Gloria Glassman, She bought me a $50 gift certificate for the holidays. We celebrated Christmas and Hanukkah around the same time. So I say Christmas, but I don't know, end of December.
Right.
And I went to use it the first week of January and they closed down. And my grandma spent $50 on that gift certificate and it closed down. So
I wonder what that day was like for you.
I think we have it in the archives.
Hi, Nana. Thanks so much for this gift certificate.
Hi, Rick. So this is for you. This is a little card. I put a lot of money on it.
Oh, wow. I'm going to buy General Tso's chicken, chicken lo mein, fried rice, Szechuan green beans, and some vegetarian pet stickers on the first week of January.
So you were very clear on the kind of items you wanted to get with that card.
Yeah, I am somebody who tends to get the same things wherever I go. Say, I watch the same movies, right. I eat the same meals, and I rotate every few weeks, but I'm pretty compulsive with that kind of stuff.
What are you currently eating today or this week?
Well, I'm working on a show at the moment where there's catering, so there's different food all the time.
Do you have it in your writer to have very specific things in the...
I have a lot of things I would want to put in my writer if I ever get to the point of being able to ask that, but I don't have that kind of leverage.
Like, what would you want to put in?
I would want to say that if there's any wardrobe that I put on in my character that I like, I could keep. I would want to get them to tailor my actual clothes, and I would want I would want certain food things every day.
Like what kind of foods?
I would love to have just gluten-free vegetarian stuff that's like high quality, that's not processed.
Are you allergic to gluten?
Actually, it's funny that you ask. I have...
Is it funny or is it just very interesting?
Funny.
You have celiac?
That's just interesting. What happened is I have a lot of joint issues and I had some different surgeries for these problems. And my girlfriend, who she's real, you don't have to ask questions. I have a girlfriend.
What's her name?
Betty. And she told me that gluten could be a inflammatory food. And I got off gluten and so much of those pains just went away.
Let's call your girlfriend Betty and see.
Well, the phone didn't work before. Remember when I tried to play piano? So it probably won't work.
I'll call her now.
Hi, it's Betty.
Hi, Betty. We're here with your boyfriend, Rick.
Oh, hey, Rick. Hey, babe.
Yep, so she's real. You can hang up. So anyway, she told me that gluten could make me inflamed, and I got off it. My shoulder in particular feels so much better, yeah.
I heard you had a podcast or something. You do like something.
Yeah, I have a podcast. It's called Take Your Shoes Off.
Take Your Shoes Off.
Yeah, it kind of plays into that obsessive compulsive mentality that I was telling you about, that, about with my food.
Because you constantly do the same thing over and over again.
Well, just this need for things to be in order and control a certain way. Take your shoes off, I find, is kind of like the gateway into it. Everyone understands a guy who wants them to take their shoes off, but that's just the first on the list of many.
Do you feel like maybe you turn up that quality a little bit for the show, or do you feel like that's a real representation of who you are in real life?
I play into it sometimes. It's never trying to trick. Like, I want people to, I don't want anybody eating over my rugs. I want them to have a tray. Sometimes I could be a little bit more aggressive about over the tray.
Can you take us back to one of those nights?
Hey, Rick, these are great hot dogs, man.
Eat it over the tray. I don't want that.
Why not, dude? I'm hungry.
Okay. Just eat it over the tray.
Okay.
See, like that kind of stuff, I would probably end up saying something like,
right.
Hey, man, if you're going to eat the hot dog, it's got to be on a tray.
Do you have very specific trays just for your hot dogs?
You know, I'd like to give a shout out to Woodworking Pelican. That's Woodworking Pelican. He is a woodman from Utah.
Right.
And he made me some handmade, beautiful wooden trays.
I think I've seen them.
Yeah.
They're very beautiful.
He's actually helping me with some other wood projects I have, if you know what I mean.
What do you mean?
Let's just say some stuff I might use in my house.
That part was definitely sexual.
Not at all.
Nope.
Okay. That's Woodworking Pelican. You could check that out on Instagram, IMDb, Utah Woodworking Pelican. And also, while I'm here, I'd like to give a shout out to my father's local area rug store, Marshall Rug Gallery in Cleveland, Ohio. We're 30 years. We're family, baby. And if you want synthetic, or if you want wool, if you want hand-stitched, hand-back, hand-knotted, if you want hand-tufted, there's a lot of places you could go to find a rug. There's only so many places you could get one as family. That's Marshall.
So, Ari, did he purchase ad time?
No, I think he was kind of shoehorning it. I believe the rug store belongs to his dad. And then I guess the woodworking guy is somebody he actually really likes.
Did he sign any sort of contract with us? Is the company getting any sort of cut of the...
Am I in trouble? I'm in trouble, aren't I? Is Marshall Rug Gallery a real place?
Well, it's a real Northeast Ohio rug store, but it's also now a character in the show of Los Angeles comedian podcast that's so heavy.
Does it belong to your father?
Yes. It's interesting. You said that I remember you told me that you were worried that I was going to be shoehorning it in. It actually reminds me of my entrepreneur grandmother who's a shoehorning it in. I'm Rick Glassman with Marshall Rug Gallery.
Hey, tired of not having floors? Well, I got good news for you.
Do you have good news, or do you have good news and bad news?
I have good news and then bad news after those two pieces of good news.
All right, it sounds like you got a lot more to tell me now.
First piece of good news is we've got the floors you need.
Fuck yeah, all right.
Second piece of good news is these floors are sold for cheap, 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 cheap.
Cheap, 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 cheap.
Cheap, 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 cheap.
At Marshall Floor Gallery.
But I haven't told you the bad news yet.
Oh, they've been listening.
We're not allowed to advertise on this podcast.
On Marshall Floor Gallery.
North on 57.
You guys, can I tell you something that
is fleeting?
It's not a buzzkill. It's just the truth. How much I respect and appreciate what you boys do week after week. Do you find it difficult to just fabricate these stories from thin air, to have such concise, hard-hitting, repeated material to the point to where your improv skills have gotten you to the point of what? What's next? Because having a podcast on iHeartRadio is, and I'm not being sarcastic, look at the big boys, Workaholics guys, look at the Nikki Glazers, it's the top of the top. You guys are there. Is there a level above this?
No.
Is podcasting the biggest platform for improv now? Honestly.
We want to thank our guests, Rick. For coming
it's
in.
It's just really cool what you guys were able to do.
Thank you so much for being our guest contributor for this episode.
Coming up, our interview with Gina Grad, but first, a word from our sponsors who make this high-quality show possible. Stay with us. Welcome back to This is Americans Live. I'm producer Andy, filling in for our host Ari, who is away working on something far more important. I'm playing some of my favorite guest contributor interviews that we've had during this first season of this incredible, groundbreaking show. Up next, the lovely Gina Grad. Enjoy. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
So, Gina, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a broadcaster here in Los Angeles.
Oh, nice.
I work with the KFI, which is a very sort of famous AM radio station here.
Nice.
I work on the Adam Carolla Show, another very famous podcast. Been there for, about 6 years. And I do a lot of voiceover work and a lot of fun.
Can you tell us about the first time that you ever did radio?
Yes. Well, the first time, literally, I ever did radio, I used to go on with my dad when I lived in Kansas and would give the farm report on a local radio station telling the farmers to bring in their tender vegetation at night.
After this interview, I decided to go back and look up the archival footage.
AM 440 WKSK.
Before we get to the news of the traffic and the weather and the celebrity gossip, let's check in with the newbie, our farm report. Farm reporter Gina Spann. What is up?
Hey, Colbert.
We got 24 minutes to fill, so what else you got?
There's a frost on the grass.
Frost on the what?
On the grass.
Frost on the what?
So, Gina, when you heard your voice for the first time, did you have any issues with how you sounded?
Yeah. Doesn't everybody? You know, you have that, you feel like you're more high-pitched and you're talking faster. In fact, when I started in radio in Los Angeles almost 20 years ago, I sound very different than I do now. I have somehow more bass in my voice, and I'm so grateful for it.
Did you ever take classes?
I took voiceover classes for, commercial and things like that, but not to actually, not like in a My Fair Lady way now.
So I went to go visit her voiceover teacher just to kind of get an idea as to how she was as a student.
Yes, she was very good student. Reminded me of a young me before the operation. Why, have you heard from her?
Have I heard from her? Yeah, she's on our radio show.
Is she?
Yes.
She's
also a very successful radio personality. I don't know if you've heard.
I have not heard.
I heard that you you got married. You found somebody else in the voice box community.
I did. I found a beautiful woman who also has voice box like me. This is Sheila.
Hello. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you more.
I love you.
I love you more.
I love you more.
Yeah. Did you guys have any children?
We had four children.
Bouncing baby boys.
And two bouncing baby girls. Charles.
Can I meet any of them?
Gwendolyn. Steve.
Are they? Can I meet them in person?
Daddy.
Yes,
I
what?
I have some candy.
You may have some candy.
Daddy. Can I too have some candy?
You have already had more pieces
of
candy.
I want some candy.
You have already had more pieces of candy.
I am going to break my toys if you don't give me candy.
And you will only be punishing yourself because you will be breaking your own toys. Why would you threaten me with breaking your own toys? Go to your room.
I hate this family. I hate this family.
Grounded.
Did you even know that that's what happened to your voiceover teacher?
I had no idea. No, she always had this really sort of rich voice.
Sorry, my producer Andy's laughing. Is there something funny?
No. I'm looking at this meme that has a tiger dressed as a cat.
I've seen that one before.
Yeah.
So are you originally from here, Gina?
No, I'm from Kansas City. I was born in Oregon, but I'm from Kansas City.
How come you guys moved around so much?
My dad is a broadcaster, and we just moved from market to market, just like like an army brat almost.
So was your dad like a morning shock jock or something?
No, sports announcer.
So did you know any morning shock jocks?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you know any morning shock jocks?
They say shock jocks.
Shock jocks.
Shock jocks.
Do you know any shock jocks?
Did you know any morning shock jocks?
Shock jocks.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry. I did. There was a couple in Kansas City. I don't know if maybe if he made it his way out here. Johnny Dare was a big one. Man Cow we had syndicated. I've met a lot of morning shock jocks, and I kind of fell in love with radio in that vein.
Who is your favorite shock jock?
Shock jock.
It has to be the king of all media. Everybody says Howard Stern. You got to say Howard Stern, right?
Well, when I say shock jock, I was thinking more like a shock jock, like a French Jacques.
Oh, shock jock.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Yes. Yeah, I do have a favorite shock jock. In fact, I was in the voiceover class with a Frenchman, a dashing Frenchman, and he wanted to get rid of his French accent and have more of an American accent. He thought he was better at it than he was, but it was always really fun to listen to him try and have that American accent.
Ah, ladies and gentlemen, how do you say it's time to kick the tires and light the fires on the big 100,000-watt monster WKSK? How do you say, let's do it?
Thank you so much for bringing that tape in.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
I've never heard that before. I mean, it's just...
How do you say 64 degrees in the Inland Empire and 45 degrees in the, how do you say, mountains lit texture phone line?
So the second tape is from the next day?
Yeah. I tried to get as much audio as I could.
Bonjour, it is, how do you say, 6:54 a.m. in the morning. And this is, how do you say, WQTM.
You know, it was really weird, though, because I didn't realize there were so many differences culturally between Americans and French people. So he would do like open phones, even though I don't think he really knew what open phones meant.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, so open phones is just like, you know, call about anything. And people would call about things that I guess, I don't know, like they'd say things like, you know, I'm a day late and a dollar short, or, you know, they'd use these colloquialisms and he didn't understand them, but he had to pretend he did. It was some of my favorite audio.
A day late for what?
I don't know, but color me pink. I just don't even know what I'm thinking anymore.
Color me pink. The request lines are not yet open, and I believe you mean bad.
Let's think about blue sky ideas, yeah?
How do you say what? I can tell you the weather. I can tell you this. I can tell you the weather and the, how do you say, traffic.
Tell me more about... Did you ever have any issues with any other, because I imagine maybe starting out in radio as a female, you mm-hmm. may have had some run-ins with some, let's say, men that were not so nice?
Yeah.
Competitive, maybe?
Competitive, absolutely. You know, it doesn't even feel like high school. A lot of radio stations, especially, you know, old, you know, sort of jock talk stations, feel like and felt like middle school, and you might as well have a locker there instead of your work cubby, because everybody's at each other's throats. A lot of, you know, light misogyny, a lot of dusting of sexual harassment, but you kind of deal with it because, you know, that's the business.
Hey, what's up, Junior Grabs?
Hey guys, what's up?
What's going on?
Hey, good to see you.
Oh. I gotta change my pants real quick, sorry.
Me too.
Oh. So what time do you guys get off? I can't remember.
Right now.
Right now
you got it here. Now that you're here, we're getting off.
I get it.
Get off here.
Let's see. The morning starts at 6 a.m. and then we're... When are we out of here?
I don't know. It depends on what time she's leaving, because we're following her home.
That's... I mean, I get it. That's funny. But you're joking, right? Because otherwise that'd be an HR issue. And you guys make this real hard on me, I got to tell you.
Hey, we're going to make it even harder on you later after we follow you home.
So you had some issues with kind of just men that were being a little inappropriate in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, and you kind of want to, you know, you don't want to be the whiner, but you also want to, you know, set some boundaries. So it's a delicate dance.
Do you have any plans for your future in radio? What do you want to do in the next 5 years?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, you know, I love what I'm doing now, and I'd love to continue doing it. I love working with great hosts, and I would love to work with another female co-host. Because, you know, I have another show right now where I work with female, and it's a lot of fun just to not have to do like the, you know, like the gender cliche stuff. So I think I'd like to continue working with more female co-hosts in the future and do something a little more, I don't know, maybe relationship based, sort of, you know, feelings based, more of a like sort of a love line for women, you know, kind of an Oprah vibe.
Yeah, I wonder what that would sound like.
Welcome back to Lovers and Love. Starring Gina Grad and me,
Trisha Thompson.
Thank you. Next caller, you've got a little bit of a problem?
Yeah, so like my boyfriend is, he's just not really, he's not.
Oh no.
I just feel like he doesn't respond to my texts when I text him.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
He takes a really long time and I just feel like he's seeing somebody else is what I think. I think he's cheating on me.
Caller, can I just say that this is not about you? You know, I think you're doing everything right. I think that, and I think Trisha would agree that, you know, when you get a text, you expect a prompt response. And I don't want to be the hard ass here, but I think he is cheating on you.
Because I was looking through his texts, and I know there's some naked photos, but he says that they're his sister.
Oh, boy.
Still problematic.
Yeah, I don't know which one's worse. Why would he have the
naked pictures of his own sister?
Because he's European. That's what he says.
You ever been to Europe? I don't really do that.
Listen, Trisha.
I just have one question. Listen. Have you seen this meme with the tiger that's just like a cat?
AM 440 WKLSK. About to kick off another non-stop block of blocks and stock docks and stock talk and boom music with music. Now that. Hey, shout out to Gina Grant, who actually sued this radio station for sexual harassment. That's right, she and my former co-host settled out of court on the condition that he no longer return to the airwaves and hurt anyone else emotionally. But that's okay, I don't need him, never did. All right, let's hit the phone lines. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, is this true? There is no more Gina Grant.
Yeah, that's true.
That is unfortunate because she is so hot. So hot.
Ho, ho, ho! Ha! Watch your mouth, you're gonna get me kicked off here.
She's so hot.
Please stop.
I want to do things to her.
Please stop talking.
I will now list all of the nasty things I would like to do to her in alphabetical order.
Dear God, please don't.
A.
Jump the phone lines. Next call, you're on the air.
Kill me. I never left, and I don't intend to until I hear Gina Grant's sweet, succulent voice.
Aw, come on.
Coming up, our interview with Miles Gray, but first, a word from our sponsors. Stay with us. Welcome back to This is Americans Live. I'm producer Andy, filling in for our host Ari, who has joined the cast of Saturday Night Live, and I'm definitely not jealous at all. He will be back, but this week he left it up to me to re-air some of our favorite interviews from our guest contributors. Up next, Miles Gray. Bon appetit.
Miles Gray, thank you so much for coming to our show. How long have you been a listener of our show?
I've since June 20th, when it came out.
Oh, we've been around for much longer than that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I get nervous and I don't like to disappoint people, so I just sort of set a date.
So let's say, when do you think it was when you first started? We probably started when you were a little boy.
I would say whatever the longest time is, someone can listen.
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
It's great.
So when you were a child, you'd gather around the radio and listen to this show, is what you're trying to tell me.
I'm pretty sure I learned how to speak English because of this show.
Because of me?
Yeah. I had a really weird accent growing up because I modeled my voice after you.
That's we actually have in the archives that very first episode from way back then when you were listening.
I would absolutely love to hear it.
Yeah, we have it.
Pushing the button now.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Miles!
Thank you so much for having me.
Do you want to open your presents now, Miles?
I'd love to, and just to engage in the feeling of paper crumpling under my fingers as a way to celebrate consumer culture.
Your English is sounding really,
really good.
Have you been listening to a lot of This Is Americans Live? Because that's the only place where I've heard such good English.
Because your English used to be terrible before.
It was very bad.
I'm aware. And again, thank you for adopting me.
Of course. It was our pleasure.
Giving me a complex about how I was speaking English.
He decided to go back through deeper archives prior to when Miles was listening to the show. See what his English sounded like back then. So I press play.
Hi, Miles. We're your new parents.
Whoa, shout out to you, my parents. Cool, thank you for having me here.
Ooh, that's tough stuff.
This is actually a pretty cool voice where I'm from originally, so I don't want to feel like I'm being rejected purely on sonic reasons.
Oh, gotta do something to get...
Hey, everybody. 1, 2, 3, fuck. That's my catchphrase I learned in English on my way here.
It seems like Miles, you learned your English from all kinds of radio show hosts. Who was the one that you were learning English from prior to me?
That was this Dutch DJ from Rotterdam.
What was his name?
I think Bjornda?
Bjornda, yeah.
We have his old air checks.
I'm going to press play on some of his old air checks, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, sure, go ahead, thank you.
Hey, 112 Dutch Radio, Rotterdam, it is your man, Bjornda, on the radio. We're going to be playing some of the sickest EDM jams after this. We have stuff from Afrojack and Armin van Buuren coming your way, but first, let's check in with Giggle Fart Boy.
I have fart the game! Radio!
Here we go! 1, 2, 3, fuck!
So whose English did you learn after you learned from him and then from me? Because now you don't talk like me.
Yeah, it's sort of a hybrid of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and The Sopranos.
I see.
Sort of the next two things that really shaped how I spoke.
You know, they actually, I don't know if you guys know this, but they...
No, tell me, producer Andy.
But there was a pilot for a Fresh Prince Sopranos hybrid show. Did you know that? Did you ever see it? Let's hear that.
You fucking gabagool. You should fucking gabagool. I got your fucking gabagool over here. You fucking good.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Hey, Uncle Phil.
I'm not your Uncle Phil. I'm your Uncle Jew. What the fuck?
Uncle Jew, why doesn't my dad want me?
I like the premise of it.
So did the networks. That's why it turned into a TV show. Let's watch. Oh.
All right, listen to me, you fucking Fresh Prince of Bel-Air over here. We got this friggin' guy over here, this fucking Googles. He's fucking coming here. He says he's got a fucking, just got our garbage roots. What you gotta say about that?
Uncle Phil, why can't we just get our own money legally? Why we gotta rob garbage trucks?
He's got a good point, don't.
Little did anybody know that that was a very popular TV show. Went for many seasons. So I decided I wanted to play a segment from the very final episode of The Fresh Prince of...
Montclair.
Of Montclair. I'm pressing play now.
Oh, man. I'm gonna miss this place.
This place is gonna fucking miss you.
Do you mind? Uncle June, can I get a second by myself?
Take all the time you fucking want.
I'm getting sentimental, okay?
That was a clip from the final episode. Then I sat, I wonder if there's anything else. And then I pulled up the reunion episode. Oh, this clip is really good.
What can I say? I fucking missed you guys. I missed all you guys. You know, it's been a long time since I've seen all you guys.
I miss you too, man. You know, I'm real sorry that I replaced you. You know, halfway through the first season. You know, I shouldn't have done that. I replaced you with a lighter-skinned Uncle June. And I have a lot of regrets, but I hope we can, you know, just build some bridges and get back to where we used to be.
You know what? Forget about it.
So tell me about your upbringing. You said you were, we had a little bit of a conversation prior to the recording, and you told me that you were from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I grew up in the San Fernando Valley.
Nice.
Which is like the New Jersey of LA,
right.
The way people talk about it. So yeah, I just grew up in LA my whole life, and I never left, went to school out here. I didn't branch out too much. But you know, I had jobs that would take me further afield, but for the most part, yeah, I grew up like every kid does out here, just on the, you know, on the hot streets.
And you have a great podcast. You have two of them. You have the Daily Zeitgeist.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you also have 420
Day Fiance.
Day Fiance. Yeah. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
I mean, if it's what it sounds like. It's 90 Day Fiance and weed culture. I'm high talking about it with Sophia Alexandra, another really funny comedian. And yeah, we just talk from our perspective as, you know, immigrant kids who like trash reality shows.
Do you prefer a specific type of strain when it comes to the type of weed that you smoke?
Yeah, I smoke indicas mostly. Sativas are... They give me Jodie Foster panic room.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Right. Yeah. What happened to sativas?
Yeah, the sativas. I don't know what it is. I don't know. They get you too hyped up sometimes.
Back in the day, sativas were just fine. And then all of a sudden, sativas got really.
Oh yeah, life. You know, I think maybe it's life.
You
got
life.
More to think about.
Oh, that's probably right.
Yeah. At most, I would be thinking about like, oh, are they going to catch me stealing another scale from the science lab? Growing up, I was like a little wannabe drug dealer type kid growing up. So yeah. I, you know, always had OG Kush. That was like the best weed you could always be selling. And so I have a deep love and connection with OG Kush.
I used to sell fake acid.
Wow.
Just throwing that out there.
Wow. That takes a lot of confidence.
We actually have him selling fake acid in our archives. Do you want to hear some of that?
Sure.
Yeah, we do.
This is back in middle school, by the way. Hey, Nicole, what's going on?
What? What do you want?
Do you want some acid?
Yeah, I definitely want some acid.
If I sell you some acid, will you hang out with me?
Yeah.
Here's some little triangles I cut out of little paper squares and I sprayed it with Raid. I call it White Tornado.
Do you have any without Raid?
Raid is an acronym for just take it.
Okay, thank you. I'm not really into acid culture as you are, Ari,
what are you doing? I heard that you're selling kids drugs right now?
I'm selling acid.
Right. Ari.
Acid is an acronym for athletic. Give me a minute.
You better think of something quick, mister.
Athletic cats.
Mm.
In.
Diapers?
Exactly.
Oh. Okay. Well, I'll let it slide.
All right. Athletic cats in diapers.
You know, this semester your grades are down, so I really want you to focus on your grades and maybe a little less attention to the athletic cats in diapers.
How did this turn into a thing about me?
We thought you were selling drugs, Ari, and we came to intervene because we want the best outcome for you. Mr. Crandall and I, we care deeply about your future.
Listen, my future's already set, so frankly, fuck off.
What?
Oh.
Okay.
I'll leave this school in a heartbeat.
This guy is so cool. Isn't he so cool?
You're going to send me to alternative school again.
Mr. Crandall, he's kind of a rebel, huh?
He's super cool.
What are you going to do? Watch me wrap a third flannel around my waist.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. An unprecedented third flannel.
What's that?
Ari, do you want to, like... I mean, this is pretty unorthodox, but you want to come hang out at my place for poker
night? We love your vibe.
You're so cool.
I don't know.
Why don't you leave
a chair empty for me to see if I show up?
Okay, that's fine.
I wonder if Ari is going to show.
Just chill out. I
just made all this dip, but
I know, but you were acting real thirsty. We lost our last drug connect. Hopefully this young man can come through with the bomb acid.
But we can agree he's just so cool, right?
Well, yeah, obviously, but I don't want to make it about that.
Around him.
It's already weird that, like, we're lying about hanging out with his students, so let's just play it cool.
Wait, who's at the door? Nobody's at the door yet.
Cue the Breakfast Club song. Don't you forget about me. I'm here.
Oh, Ari, I really didn't think you'd show. We left a seat here for you.
Nah, I just came to check out the vibe. Not feeling it.
Do you want some free slap bracelets?
Stay.
I'll take slap bracelets.
There you go. Here, have some more. We have flavored popcorn, too.
Yeah, I got something to ask. Do y'all have any pogs or what?
God damn, I told you we were supposed to get the pogs.
All right, I'm fucking out of here.
Hold on. No, please.
Don't try
to lure me with... magic cards.
How about my...
magic cards.
How about my sobriety chip? That's kind of like a slammer, right? 15 years sober?
How about my wedding ring? Take my wedding ring.
He just landed on something important, motherfucker. Sobriety chips are fucking are pong slammers for sure.
There you go. See?
Holy shit. I never realized that a sobriety chip...
Right over there?
They're heavier the longer you've been in the program.
Let me see your 5-year chip.
It's plastic, I'm sorry.
God damn. I'm gonna get all the pugs.
Take my 10-year sex addiction chip.
It's like thin like a wafer. Get the fuck out of here, dude.
I was so proud of it.
By the way, your 10-year sex sobriety chip is just a bullshit way of just saying you can't get any pussy. I'm out.
Oh, he's so cool.
Oh, my God.
Are you going to his stand-up show later?
You really hurt, but what an honor to have somebody as cool as him roast me that way.
Yeah.
That was a trip down memory lane. Anyways, so back to our guests.
That was trippy, man. That sounds kind of fucked up that your teachers were like, they sound like scumbags, to be honest.
I think it was more fucked up that I recorded it all. That we could
I didn't think about that either, yeah.
Because I never asked them for permission.
Yeah,
you're
kinda...
broadcasting it.
So, you took some Krav Maga classes?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about Krav Maga.
Krav Maga was a really cool place. They tell you it's a self-defense thing with a lot of like former Israeli special forces guys teaching the class, and the classes would be super wild. I was there to like get out my teen anger and direct it in somewhere where like I could punch things that weren't drywall in my house. It was a good outlet, and it was like a mixture of like aggro teens, old guys who were trying to like recapture their like virility through like combat stuff.
Yeah.
And then like people who were really interested in self-defense. But you know, like a lot of the instructors were just like these aggro ex-soldier dudes who only taught you like essentially how to creatively beat people up. It was never really like, you know, self-defense stuff.
Was this in Westwood?
Yeah, exactly. Right there on Olympic.
I have to confess, I recorded you pretty much your whole Krav Maga career.
Wow.
I just do that. I place microphones all over the city.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I get jackpots. Push and play.
Welcome to my Krav Maga class!
I'm going to press stop. I recorded a bunch of different ones. There's an Israeli teacher that I remember used to teach there. Sam.
Yeah.
That's the class. Let me see if I can find Sam's class. Not that one.
If you are looking for Sam's class, it is right down the hall!
Not that one. Sam, here we go.
Yeah, all right, guys, get in. Get in. Let's talk, all right? We're gonna do a lot of hard work today. We're going to do a lot of different kind of training today to make sure that you guys are defending yourselves in a way that is constructive, you know? You have a question.
Is this a good place to reclaim my youth and my virility?
Yeah, buddy, you can reclaim anything you want, man.
Where to fade him?
Question two. My follow-up question.
Fuck
was,
you, Charles.
Hold on. I like this energy. Yeah, this is how we're going to defend ourselves with intensity.
This piece of shit is always telling me he's going to be using the laundromat on Mondays.
You going to let him say that to you, man?
I guess. I mean, he's kind of stating his fact.
I'm there on Sunday night, and I say it's Sunday night, and he looks at his watch. It's past a couple minutes past midnight. He goes, it's Mondays.
This is basically a scheduling conflict that we have here.
This is perfect, guys. This is a perfect opportunity to, like, really train you guys and get you in the mindset of self-defense, right? So you're saying this guy, he's embarrassing you at the laundromat, yeah?
He's just making me feel like an asshole when I'm not.
See, and you have to defend yourself from something like that, right?
Yeah, how do I do with these quarters?
Hold on, man. You're a real asshole right now. This is what you do. You're going to show up at the laundromat, all right? And you're going to defend yourself by sneaking up behind him.
Right?
And you're going to get the laundromat. You're going to put a bunch of quarters in a sock.
In a sock?
Yeah, and you're going to use this. You're going to wrap it around
an athletic sock?
However you like. It can be a dress sock, can be a gold toe, whatever you like.
Well, I've got these socks that are low below the ankles.
Perfect. But as long as it can keep some form of currency in it, hard coins, you're going to wrap it around your hand and you want to come up when he's not looking and pow! Get him in the back of the head.
Okay,
Self-defense at its finest.
Is it a problem the fact that he heard what I'm going to do in about a week from now?
Yeah. No, because what you're going to do is you're going to pretend that there's no problems, there's no beef or nothing like that. He's going to have his guard down.
Charles!
I have a question. Yeah. How do I defend myself against him when he's defending himself?
I need to stop that. That's state's evidence. I don't know if you know. I mean, I do because I record everything that those two old men ended up killing each other.
Yeah, Sam was, I mean, he was brought up on charges because he had that sort of underground elderly fight club that he was running.
I'm gonna find an episode of my recordings where Sam was training you. I'm gonna try to find that. Is this one?
I just want to fight people.
I think that's great, man. You know, I want to show you all these things. You're going to defend yourself, you know?
I'm only 10 years old, though.
That's okay. You think, I'm sure people talking shit to you
all the
that
time.
You have to beat up. That's what self-defense is about. It's about someone's going to talk shit to you, and then you fucking kill them.
Like that guy. Kevin, I hate you.
Oh, yeah.
What did I do?
Well, you kind of sing all these weird songs during the class, and it's really disruptive.
It's an audition. I'm supposed to sing songs. I don't get it.
No, this is not...
How do I kill him when he doesn't know?
Yeah, this is great. This is great.
He's lunging at me right now.
Oh, my
Why?
God.
Why are you doing this? I thought we were friends.
In a second, I'm going to punch you, man. I don't want to lie. You know, this shit is really annoying. But what you're going to do to him is what you want to do is you're going to set up a fake audition. And you're going to tell him, hey, I heard you're really working on your singing. And then you invite him. And it's a setup. And you just pounce on him when he gets there and you beat the shit out of him. It's a self-defense, you know?
I'm going to pause that there. That was also state's evidence.
Yeah. He's
against you. Tell everybody what happened between you and Kevin.
I'm sure all that's going to come up later.
Never know.
When everything
I do record everything.
Comes together in the third beat.
Miles Gray, thank you so much for being a part of this show. Is there, Andy, is something you wanted to say to me?
No.
That's right, motherfucker.
Oh.
Wow. A lot of tension here.
For our host Ari, special guest contributors Rick Glassman, Gina Grad, and Miles Gray, I'm producer Andy, and this was This Is Americans Live. Join us next time. This Is Americans Live can be found wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can also find This Is Americans Live on Instagram @ThisIsAmericansLive and on Twitter @AmericansLive.